Okay, so if you'd like to close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, be aware of your body first of all. And I'm just aware of my posture, which is really comfortable sitting here again. But then I don't do things superficially. I look closer at my bodily posture. I ask how my feet are. I get to know the sensations on my feet and my toes. As soon as I look, I can recognize them again. Because I've done this many times, I've strengthened that neural connection between my brain and my toes. So I know what they feel like. And they feel in a good position. But I still relax them a little bit more anyway. Go to the soles of my feet. There. Feel this. They're relaxed, they're open, they're not squashed or stretched. And they can relax like that. And I go to the heels of my feet and the ankles. Because I do this regularly, I know what those ankles feel like. You notice if they're a bit sort of tight, or they've been sprained, or you've fallen down and bruised them or something. But my ankles feel wonderful. If yours do not feel good, then stop, linger there, and give lots of kindness to any place which really, really, really needs it. And so if you want to know what kindness is, it's what relaxes everything, what makes things feel safe and secure and gives the energy, like healing energy, good energy. It's what kindness does to something. And so by experimenting, you can actually find out what that kindness is. I move up my legs to my calves and the bones, even the skin. I'm sensitive to all those parts of my lower legs. So much so, I've learned how to relax all those feelings. How to the tiny bit of tension which I could notice a moment or two ago, I could release that. So the result was the muscles in the calves got much looser and they felt more delightful. And I've learnt another part of letting go. What relaxes muscles, eases tension, creates a delightful feeling in that part of my body. And I go past the calves to the knees. My knees don't have many problems. Yours might. How do your knees feel? Can you make them more relaxed, more at ease than they are now? What actually works? For me, I always found that it's not letting it go. I find any part is being held tight. I will loosen that holding, open up whatever it does which tries to control my knees. Just let it be totally at ease. I go up the thighs of my legs, relaxing, easing, freeing, caring as I go. The reason I start with my toes, my feet, and then work up is because even now, by the time I get to the thighs, my mindfulness and kindness is strong enough. You just notice these parts of your body and they relax. Not the whole body relaxing, but just the part I'm focusing on right now. The rest below the thighs had already been relaxed. And then from the thighs I go to my butt, my buttocks, and feel them. And now I relax them. One way of doing that, I make sure that sensation of pressure, the weight being supported by those buttocks, make sure it's even and not leaning too much to one side or another, that the cushion is good enough under my butt. Just that amount of just trying to even out that pressure is usually enough. And that pressure, that feeling of pressure, will soon disappear. And I notice my waist, when I usually do a stretching exercise. Stretch up my back. Oh, that feels good. And once my back is stretched, then I let go. When somebody over in Melbourne asked me, what is letting go? Sorry, this was in Canberra. I said, scrunch up your neck. Now, let it go. They all understood what that was. That's what we do whenever we practice letting go. Whatever was held tight, stretched, squashed, not in its natural, easy state, we let it go. And I go back to the base of my torso, and then I scan up my body. I usually pay attention to my digestive system first, with the colon and the intestines. I haven't eaten much today because of flying and monk's rules. So my bowels are just, and intestines are pretty empty, they feel good. So they get up to my stomach. Feels at ease. You only pause if there is some problem there, some experience or sensation which is unusual, some ache, some pain, some tightness. And your job is just to be kind to it, and it relaxes. The same way you can just smile to someone you pass on the street, and they relax. And keep on scanning the body as you move up past the stomach. You may go experience a few of the organs in your back. And up to your lungs and heart. Just being kind to every part of your body as you pass it by. That kindness is what relaxes things. Kindness is almost another word for letting things be, wishing them well, without controlling them. When you get to the top of your body, relax your shoulders. How I do that, I just focus on either end of the groups of muscles called my shoulder blades, what another word. Because that sometimes I feel those muscles on either side of the spine are stretched. So I let go. I know I've let go because the feeling changes. Those muscles are loose now. They feel more at ease. I relax them through mindfulness and kindness. And I keep scanning down my arms, past my elbows, past the wrists and the hands, asking as I go, as I just did now to my hands, are you comfortable? And just that inquiry, are you at ease, is enough to create that mindful link between my brain and my hands. And if there is something to do to make it more comfortable, I do so. So I just move my fingers. It feels good now. When I go back up to my shoulders and the neck, so I've noticed that the neck can be tense if my head is not well positioned on top of the neck. So I usually move my head forward and back to the left, to the right, to get the optimum position. And I find if I carefully enough to get the optimum position at the beginning of the meditation, that I can sit for hours. And then I go up past the neck to the front of my face. That's really the only part of the head which I can really be aware of. And I also know how important it is to know the feelings in the muscles around the eyes and the mouth and the nose. And learn how to relax them all. I used to find if I strived for something, was trying to get something or get rid of something, many of those muscles will tense up. They were exhibiting the results of the emotion of fear or anxiety or just desire. So instead of relaxing their causes, I relax the results, which is much easier to do. Then the causes disappear. I relax around my eyes. And around the mouth. When I do that, all that striving vanishes. I can feel the peace of relaxing the muscles in the face. And now I just notice all of the body as if it's now joined together. Relaxed part by part, now I can look at the whole thing. I don't know why I'm always surprised how effective this is, but it is effective. My body feels really at ease. I don't stop there. Because the more I focus on the body being at ease, the more pleasant it feels. There is a real feeling of delight. Having a body which is rested. And when you can notice, perceive that feeling of delight, I keep saying this, but it's true, the relaxation goes deeper. I feel I've relaxed my whole body so amazingly deeply. So now, I go into my mind. How peaceful are you? what is the cause for peace inside of you? Number one, the present moment, if you're dwelling in the past, or still go off into the future, that doesn't create peace at all. Peace happens and grows and matures the more you let go of the past and the future. And you see the importance of the present much more. And from that peace, a deepening of that peace, a refining of it, creates this silence in the mind. It's not just your mouth isn't talking, like your brain isn't talking either. It knows very clearly, but without any commentary. And when I do this, the next thing which happens automatically, I don't go looking for my breath, the breath disappears, there's nothing else going on. And that's where the breath meditation really starts. But it happens naturally. So I don't know how quiet, how much peace or silence you have, but I'm going to be quiet. And just let it occur by itself naturally. Silence, the peace, and just the general awareness of the breath, wherever it happens to be on its cycle. And I'll keep quiet until 8 o'clock. very close to the end of the meditation period. How does it feel inside? In particular, how peaceful are you? How still? Hopefully some of you may notice what I'm experiencing right now. The more stillness you have, the more delight, the more joy, the more energy you're generating. Just like a relaxed body is delightful, the still mind is even more energized. How does the body feel? If you have any health problems, it's amazing the amount of times I've seen those health problems be alleviated. Because your mind is peaceful, the body follows by relaxing, allowing healing to happen. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please wait until the last ringing of the gong vanishes, and then you may open your eyes.